I often talk about the role of the integrator in a business, in particular around EOS, the entrepreneurial operating system model. And people are, ask, well, what is an integrator? And we're going to take a few minutes and talk about that. So to start, typically in a business, you'll have someone who's probably the CEO who is your visionary. They set the vision for the company. They set the overall objectives. They're the dreamer. They have things they want to do and accomplish. They see where the company needs to go. And then you have someone like the chief operating officer, the COO, and their job is to execute on the vision. And this is what the integrator role it typically is involved in. It's a little deeper and different than that. Sometimes the integrator role is separate from COO. Sometimes your integrator is the COO. Sometimes the integrator actually might be the president of the company in a more complicated environment, reporting up to the CEO. Some examples of this, how this works. You have a visionary, somebody who has a great vision of doing things, Henry Ford, for example. Henry had this great idea to bring the car to the average person, to build this thing called an assembly line that was a cost-effective way to build cars. But in the background, he had this gentleman, James Cousins. Now, James was the COO. He was in charge of the operations for Ford. His job was to execute on that vision. Without James, Henry's dream never would have happened. Walt Disney's another great example. Walt was a creative genius, absolutely brilliant. Roy Disney, his brother, was the COO of Disney, and he is the one who made that dream come true, if you will. More recently, a guy named Tim Cook. Most people never heard of Tim Cook until he became CEO of Apple, but he was the COO, chief operating officer of Apple, and he stepped into Steve Jobs' shoes, pretty big shoes to fill, and he's done a very good job. So that's an example of the flip side of the coin, if you will, that the CEO or the visionary and the COO or integrator tend to have. So an integrator's role is integrating major business functions. We have different departments, different business units, different teams, and the integrator's role is to make those an integrated model, make them work together, create harmony, create organization out of chaos. They're responsible for cross-functional issues. So you have these different, again, functional teams. If those teams have problems working together, or maybe it's just not so much a problem as there's better and more efficient ways to do things. The integrator's job is to find ways to resolve these and make it smoother. Now, the integrator is the communicator. We're a great communicator across an entire organization. The integrator is also responsible for the execution of the business plan. And they're one of the major authors of the business plan, of course, and held accountable for the P&L. And then inside of EOS, there's something called LMA. Okay, and that's leading, managing, and accountability. Right. And that is a concept that's important for everybody has a seat and everybody in a leadership role. They have LMA that they're measured for. And their integrator's role is to make sure LMA is followed and accomplished. So, what are the traits of an integrator? There's actually a lot, and a lot of it is really in DNA. If you read the book Rocket Fuel that Gino Wickman and Mark Winters co-authored, they talk about the DNA of an integrator. And literally, it can't be in your DNA. There's some people are made to do certain types of tasks. All right. And in Rocket Fuel and Rocket Fuel University, there actually is an assessment that you can take that talks about, are you more of a visionary or more of an integrator? I know a half dozen years ago, I took that test and I was completely an integrator. And I already knew the answer to that before I took the test, frankly, but it just reinforced what was the reality. But some of the things an integrator's DNA has, they have to be able to communicate well. They have to be able to provide clarity into issues, explain things well. They need to be able to resolve things. They focus on problems and resolve them. And they have to be able to execute, but determine the right prioritization of things and execute on those. They have to be what keeps a company, what keeps an organization together. They have to be they bring harmony. They actually bring balance. But they also have to bring team unity, and they have to bring sometimes discipline. Being an integrator isn't always fun. It tends to be a lot of things from a lot of different directions, and not everybody's able to do that. You really have to be that steady force. You have to have a cadence. You have to be consistent. If there's a disagreement on the leadership team, then the tiebreaker is the integrator. Okay. You have to be able to execute that business plan. You have to hold that leadership team accountable for the success of their teams. And there's a lot of other pieces and parts to what makes a good integrator, but you should get the picture. They're really down in the business as a general rule. You know, we're in there every day, driving things, making things happen, clearing hurdles, making sure people have a path to move forward so we don't stall the organization. There's a lot of things about that integrator role like that. And then finally, you know, there's a lot of challenges to being an integrator. First off, you can be the person that has to say no. And this is an interesting thing. No may be to the CEO of the company. I'll give you an example. I worked with a CEO, a visionary, and man, it was absolute brilliant, but he had 100 ideas at any given minute, all over the place sometimes, just one, didn't have enough ideas, couldn't come out of him. So we sat down and said, okay, well, you get 20 ideas that we're going to work with at any given time. So let's keep this 20 ideas. We'll rank them, we'll stack them right, look at resourcing, look at funding, education, whatever we have to do to see what we can really do. Now, CEOs, visionaries in particular, people who are, have really strong passions about their business, about what they want to do, they don't like boxes. They don't like rules. Okay. They like to just go and do things. One of the challenges of an integrator is getting the visionary to play by the rules, by the way, because visionaries like end runs and visionaries like to just kind of go off and do their own thing and like, well, the rules don't apply to me, but yes, they do. So that's part of an integrator challenge. But the gentleman I was talking about, after a few months, came to me one day and he said, you know, the company is made up actually of three distinct business entities. That means I get 20 different ideas for each of those entities, right? He was trying to get around the rules of only 20 things we're going to work on at once. They're very creative, very passionate people. So part of an integrator is dealing with that. Sometimes you have to be the bad guy. There was a bad financial report. There was a client that we lost, a deal we lost, things that you have to go to the company and bring that bad news. So sometimes people are like, oh, it's you. What happened? What went wrong? You know, you don't want to do that. You're trying to be the cheerleader for the team as well, but you also get to be the bad guy. And sometimes that means doing things that are very unpleasant. You might have to, maybe we have to downsize and you have to cut back on staff. And that's a thing that's very tough to do, especially, you know, if they're good people. If you're following GWC and EOS, we talk about, do they get it? Do they want it? Do they have the capacity to do it for any position in the accountability chart? Sometimes we have to make changes there. And we may have somebody who's a good person, but they just don't fit what we have to accomplish as a company. And if that's the case, maybe we have to replace them. And those kinds of things are very hard. And sometimes an integrator is, you know, you're trying to be as an integrator a practical person and realistic. You know, you don't want to pull away from the visionary's energy because they're always optimists. They're just, oh man, look, we're going to go conquer the world. And you've got to bring them back down. So then you get the, oh, well, you know, you're being very pessimistic. And that may not be the case. Sometimes you got to have that balance between realism and optimism, right? And you don't always get thanked for the job. You're the guy in the background doing things. And sometimes people have no idea who that COO is outside of the leadership team who's out there driving things and making things happen. So it could be a very thankless job. And I brought up Tim Cook again when he was at Apple. Nobody outside of the leadership team at Apple or probably investment firms knew who Tim Cook even was, and then he became CEO. And so that's not too unusual if you're in an integrator type of role. But it can be very rewarding. You know, you see a company come together, you see a team pull together. If you follow EOS, okay, and if you haven't read the book Traction by Gino Wickman, then you're missing out because it talks a lot about the how to run a business in the EOS model. But if you are the integrator and you're pulling this team together and you're fixing the processes and and you're getting everybody on the same page and working the same way, you can really go to the next level of success. And that's the reward of being an integrator.